was misled. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott talking about what he was initially told about the police response to the school shooting in Uvalde.
As everybody has learned, the information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate. And I'm absolutely livid about that.
And the governor says exactly what happened needs to be thoroughly investigated.
There are people who deserve answers the most. And those are the families whose lives have been destroyed. They need answers that are accurate.
The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety now says it was the wrong decision by officers at the scene to wait for more than 45 minutes before trying to overtake the suspect, who authorities say killed 19 children and two teachers at Romb Elementary School. The top House Republican won't comply with a subpoena issued by the Congressional Committee investigating last year's Capitol riot.
An attorney for House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says it's unclear how the Select Committee is operating within the bounds of law or the confines of congressional authority. In an 11-page letter to committee chairman Democrat Minnie Thompson, McCarthy's legal counsel says the words and actions of committee members make it clear it is not exercising a valid or lawful use of subpoena power. McCarthy and four other House Republicans were subpoenaed earlier this month and asked to testify about events leading up to and on January 6th.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. North Korea reporting more than 88,500 people with what state media is calling fever, but no new deaths in the country's first COVID outbreak. Wall Street stocks broke a seven-week losing streak, the longest stretch since 2001. The Dow plus 575, the Nasdaq plus 390, S&P added 100 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Some school districts are voluntarily reinstating mask mandates.
That's the case in Berkeley, California, where school officials say they only have enough substitutes to fill 50% of the vacancies left by teachers who are out sick. Dr. John Swartzberg is a professor at UC Berkeley School of Public Health.
Having masks on in class is a small price to pay to really not give us 100% assurance that there won't be infections, but to really mitigate the infections very significantly.
Some parent groups are pushing back against mandates, including in San Diego, where school officials say they may reimpose mask mandates if cases there continue to increase. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Federal judge has dismissed former President Trump's lawsuit against New York Attorney General Letitia James, allowing her civil investigation into his business practices to continue. A lawyer for Trump says his legal team will appeal. The price of your morning cup of joe could be coming down.
You could finally see more affordable coffee prices after more than a year of increases. Barron's says favorable weather in South America is helping. Last year's severe weather in Brazil is unlikely to be repeated. Brazil produces nearly 40% of the world's Arabica beans. The price for Arabica beans peaked in early February. Also, the war in Ukraine, a drop-off in the coffee business in Russia, and COVID lockdowns in China are depressing demand. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Consumer spending rose 6.3% in April from a year earlier, just below a four-decade high set in March and the first slowdown since November 2020. The report also shows consumer spending rose by a healthy 0.9% from March to April, outpacing the month-to-month inflation rate for a fourth straight time. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.